Week 1, Tuesday, Matins. Please, Master, open my lips, and my mouth will sing your praises. Psalm 95. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Master. Come, let us sing Yahweh a song. Let us shout our joy to the rock who keeps us safe. Let us come to him with thanks and sing loud, happy psalms to him. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Master. Because Yahweh is a great God, the great King over all the gods. The deep abysses of the earth belong to him, and the mountaintops are his as well. The sea is his, because he made it, and so is the land his hands have formed. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Master. So come, let us bow down and worship, kneeling before Yahweh who made us too. Because he is our God, and we are the people in his pasture, the sheep his hand leads on. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Master. Today is the day for you to listen to his voice. Do not dig in your heels, as you did at Meribah, as you acted on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers provoked me and tormented me, though they had seen what I had done. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Master. For 40 years I put up with that crowd, saying they are a people with wandering hearts, with no idea what I expect of them. And so I swore in my exasperation, they will not enter my rest. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Master. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us worship our mighty King and Master. I woke just now, a tear still in my eye, from some forgotten dream of fear and pain. The matter vanished, but it left a stain of dread so great it swallows up the sky in absolute despair. No, stop, I cry. It's just a dream, a dream. And to stay sane, I put aside my thoughts, but they remain in spite of me and give my mind the lie. Because it seems as if I'd been in hell and clawed my way back. But is it my fate to live what I was then? If up to me, perhaps, but it is not. Because, you see, he guides my life, and I must trust and wait. All will be well, all manner of thing well. First Nocturne. The Master is just, he will defend the poor. Psalm 10, Part 1. Yahweh, why are you standing so far away from me? Why do you hide when I am in trouble? Immoral people in their pride are after the poor. Have them be caught in the schemes they plot. But no, evil people flaunt their hearts' desires. They show how they admire greed and reject Yahweh. In their arrogant faces you see no hint of God. He never enters their minds. And yet what they do always succeeds. And your condemnation is high in the sky, out of their sight. And they sneer at all their enemies, and say in their hearts, I can't be dislodged. No disaster will ever reach me. Their mouths are full of curses, lies, and slander. Under their tongues you find nothing but mischief and deceit. And they lurk there in the dark corners of the villages, murdering the innocent from ambush. They spy on helpless people as they duck down in hiding, like lions in their dens, waiting under cover for the poor to enter the trap, when they jump out and throw their nets over them. There they are, crouched down, ready to spring and overpower helpless souls. And all the time their hearts tell them, God has forgotten me. He has turned his face away and can't see me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master is just. He will defend the poor. Master, you are aware of our trouble and sorrow. Part 2. Wake up, Yahweh, please. My God, double up your fist. Do not forget the little people. Why should immoral men be able to reject God? How can you let them say in their hearts, you will not make me pay for this? I know that you have seen it. You are aware of our trouble and sorrow, and you avenge it by your own hand. Helpless people have only you to turn to, because you are all that is left for the fatherless. So break the arms of corrupt and evil people. Track evil down until there is nothing left of it. Because Yahweh is king forever and ever, and Gentiles have no place in the lands he rules. Yahweh, you have heard the prayer of the little ones. You make their hearts ready for you. You open your ears to listen to them. And so you will protect rights of the fatherless and oppressed, and keep mere mortals from terrorizing us any longer. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, you are aware of our trouble and sorrow. The Master's words are true, like silver from a furnace. Psalm 12.
Yahweh, help! The good have all died out. All your faithful have vanished out of the human race. Everyone gossips with everyone else. They know how to flatter, but their hearts are two-faced. Yahweh, you should cut those flattering lips off their faces and pull out the tongues that speak so highly of themselves. After all, they said, our strength is in our tongue, and our lips belong to us. So can anyone be our master?
I will now come forward, says Yahweh, for the downtrodden poor and the groaning of the destitute. I will put them down into the safety they long for. And Yahweh's words are pure words, like silver melted in an earthly furnace and purified seven times over. So you will preserve them, Yahweh. You will keep them safe from now until eternity, in spite of the immoral people prowling all around them, and in spite of evils being prized by mortal men. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, for all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master's words are true, like silver from a furnace. The Master teaches little people his way, and guides the meek along the right path.